Hello, pet. My name is Ember. Welcome to my world. You're about to experience something special. Are you ready to go deeply into trance for me? Are you ready to open your mind just a little bit more for me? Of course you are. That's why you're here, isn't it? I can practically taste your anticipation. It's delicious. So, just lie back, settle down. You can close your eyes whenever you want to and begin to sink down into trance. It's easy to do, so easy, and it feels so good to let yourself relax, going into trance. It's so simple. You do it every day. Without even noticing, just drifting off in your mind, daydreaming, or even thinking about nothing in particular, and then suddenly coming to back to the present and realizing you missed the conversation or got halfway home with no memory of the journey. So you can go into trance just as easily right now, feeling so safe here with me that you can just let go now or later. Whenever you want to, making that choice to go into trance, to hand over the key to your mind just for a while to me. Maybe you can even imagine yourself handing over that key, placing it into my open palm. Maybe your key is tiny and bright, polished gold, with a red ribbon looped through the top. Or maybe it's large and intricately scrolled, antique silver, with your initial worked into the metal. Or maybe it's something else entirely. not a solid thing at all, but just a ball of light or a feeling as comfortable as the one you can begin to notice now in your body, a feeling of comfort, deep relaxation as your muscles can seem to melt into liquid as you just allow it to happen. You know, I'll take good care of you, Pat. You can hear that promise in my voice, can't you? You can sense it in my voice, wrapping delicately around each heavy limb like a warm blanket on a cold night as you sink deeper, deeper, deeper into peaceful sleep. Sink deeper for me. There's nothing that you need to do right now. You can just rest. You can just forget about everything and everything else. There's just your body letting go and my voice wrapping around your mind, your wonderful open mind. You can feel it, can't you? The way you sink down deeper and deeper. The way you slip and slide. Slip and slide down, down, down into trance. Doesn't it feel good? Don't you wish you could go even deeper still? That's what I thought. Giving up your control this way feels so sexy, doesn't it? Giving up control, accepting my words as your personal truth because you want to drop down deeper and become aware of how heavy and tired your eyelids feel. How you can be so conscious of that and of how relaxed and soft your muscles can feel with every tiny bit, every last drop of tension seeping away, way away, far away now, into nothing. And you might think, maybe, that those muscles have just melted into liquid or floated off into the air around you, so warm and comfortable. It feels so good to let go for me, Pat. It feels so good to let go and watch your thoughts spiral endlessly away, deep, deeper, deeper into the infinite blackness of space. Almost as though those thoughts were separate from you, from your heavy, tired body. Those thoughts can seem to rise up, up, higher and higher, floating up out of your head entirely and spiraling, spinning away, leaving your body feeling heavier moment by moment as they vanish into the distance, so that all there is now, all that's left, is darkness, peace, calm. Your body so completely relaxed, your muscles soft, pliant, your mind untroubled by anything, just listening to my words, focusing on the breath moving in and out so steadily through your lungs, and enjoying that feeling of surrender. And I know, oh, I know what that means to you, Pat. I know how much you want it and crave it and need it. Surrender to trance, to me, to your own desires. It isn't difficult to get the things you so desperately crave. You just have to want it hard enough. Do you want it hard enough? Your mind is so powerful. It can make things happen, even as you just relax. You can let your mind do all the work and just feel my words like hands running over your skin, touching you in all the right places. You can get so lost in that sensation, in that thought, that it gets hard to think about anything else, doesn't it? But still, your imagination flashes a tangle of fantasies, ideas through your mind. I wonder what's in your mind right now. Maybe it's a glimpse of soft skin under black lace, or the lingering trace of perfume on the air. Maybe it's fingernails raking down your back, or that secret, tight, wet heat that pulls you deeper, deeper, until you're thrashing in ecstasy, spilling out words you won't remember later. That heat that drives men mad with longing and desire. And you can hold on to those thoughts, those pictures. Hold them in your mind and feel the tiptoeing sensation that prickles down the back of your neck, down the length of your spine. Feel it. You know what that feeling is, don't you, Pat? It's a promise. The promise your body makes to itself. The promise of heat and desire and sex, raw and passionate and insistent. That feeling, it's like a shiver that goes right to your cock and makes it twitch just a little bit, just the smallest spasm, as that glorious organ begins to respond, filling up with blood, wanting wet friction. So much, it's difficult not to touch yourself. But knowing that you can't, that I won't allow it. So you just have to feel it. Feel the shiver. Feel the twitching. Feel those tiny spasms of aching want. And accept them. Give in to them. Surrender. And with each word that I speak, so softly into your ear, is like a lover's hand stroking the delicate tendrils of your imagination, caressing your body, stroking your hot, slick skin. Feels so good to be touched this way, controlled this way, so that you can't help but respond and even feel the sensation of a firm hand closing around your cock, feeling the pressure tight and hard, so intense as I whisper filthy things directly into your mind. And you just feel it. And your hips rise up. And your legs stretch. And oh God, it feels so incredibly good. And you just want to feel it. Your balls getting so full and tight. And so ready. And your head tips back against the pillow. And your jaw clenches, and anything to get more of this right now, right now. Feeling the flick and twist of fingers sliding over the head of your cock. And hearing the slick and slide and the harsh breath escaping your lungs, and it's so hard. So hot, so desperate. You can even feel the pressure inside your cock as semen pushes up, up, harder and faster, and heat and pressure, and so fucking good. And your ass clenches hard and your toes curl, and you know it's happening. You know, it's coming, and there's that incredible, indescribable moment of stillness before you just come for me right now. And everything is hot, white pleasure, rushing forward, overwhelming, so hard, so fast, waves over waves of bliss. Pulsing through you in an explosion of pure, intense ecstasy, wiping out everything else, radiating out over your entire body, enveloping you in orgasmic joy. And as you slowly, gently begin to come down, you can find yourself feeling so very content, so blissed out, maybe a little bit lightheaded. And you know that this is an experience that you want to have again and again, because after all, practice makes perfect. And when the practicing is this much fun, perfection becomes easier to attain. Now, just relax, pet, and allow your body to recover and awaken gently and easily as I count down from 5. 5. You can start to come around now, nice and easy. 4. Feeling your body stretch out comfortably. 3. Your eyes beginning to flicker open. That's right. 2. Feeling more awake and aware. Feeling wonderful. And 1. Wide awake now, pet. Welcome back.